Welcome back. It's been like a week or so, or 2 weeks, where we just disappeared for a second. But also it gave me a chance to think about something. The last episode was about Nyashinski and how Nyashinski's music and his career has sort of given me some perspective in my life and what kind of lessons that I gained from that. And as well, I was talking about what it means specifically being a guy in this world of ours and the lessons that you get from some of the things, for instance, like the book by Paulo Coelho, where I was talking about where your fate is written and all of that. Yeah. The other side of that is as well the road trip mixes. I'm obsessed with not Kenyan music per se, but I'm obsessed with just the aspect of what Kenyan can be, what it will mean to create a Kenyan brand that sort of not only works for the business I want to build, but as well, I think that I can create that lives beyond myself. That's why my company is called Mkenya 3 and 4. That's why the music I'm interested in showcasing, especially with the mixes that we do, is exclusively Kenyan. I just technically joined TikTok a week ago, but it was more in terms of I was curious about TikTok. But that's sort of where I got to know the song Jibaga Jag. Then I went into a rabbit hole of what now I'm finding to be called urban tone. It's very easy to just ignore that movement. It's very easy to say. It's Genge Tone, now it's something. I think I saw the Genge Tone era come in and go very quickly. Like it was just, I was working. I went to a couple of ethic concerts, or I just went to a couple of things. But it's very easy to sit here and judge a group of guys. That's sort of why, like, I put in Kikuyu music, I put in Luo music, I put in all the other tribal music that is around Kenya, because it's very easy to say that's not my music and just focus on what. So I'm interested in every kind of music that is Kenyan, but the urban tone specific genre, whatever it is urban tone, if it's Genge Tone renewed, whatever it is, whatever you would like to call it. The thing I'm talking about today is branding. I'm a graphic designer and very interested in developing brands, very interested in creating a vision for whatever it is that I'm doing. So it could be a food company, it could be an individual, it could be a financial company, like just branding for that thing. What I find with Genge Tone was Genge Tone had, like, ilikuwa very sexually charged. It was extremely... Yes. And then they were young, kutoka ghetto. Alafu walikuwa na mademu wengi kwa hiyo mavideo zao, mademu pia hawakuwa wanacheza. So that was a branding. That was a branding for Genge Tone, right? And I think there's a lot of that as well when you look at urban tone music, like urban tone videos. Eh? Don't look at this video and think I'm crucifying or I'm trying to talk about how the music is good or bad or it's neither here nor there. I'm a big fan of music and I'm interested in it as an educational piece for myself. So out of this session, what I do is whatever I talk about, I sort of do a mix. So like a road trip mix. I did the Nyashinski one. I had the road trip mix on Thursday. Then from this one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a road trip mix for urban tone. But as well, for urban tone specifically, I want to do a logo and branding around what urban tone is. The problem with Kenyan music is we do not take branding seriously. Now, I think when we build up what the brand of urban tone is, Emma, what they are trying to achieve, and then now we can have a competition around how the person who does Genge urban tone the best, Emma, who keeps it 100, like who's the baddest urban tone saizi? Who's the baddest kesho? Let's speak the ingom, nini lele, jibaga jag. For you who don't know, this is your time to go and just delve into whatever this is. It's some interesting music. You will not understand half of what they're saying. I understand at least a quarter of what they are saying. Normal words, that's what I understand. I don't know what a jibang is. I have never understood. I will never even. A jag, I wouldn't even know where a jag is. Malik, please. Before Jibaga Jag, there was a song called Lele. Lele came out like a year ago, a year plus ago. But Lele, I don't understand what it is. Because, yes, I do not want to get. I don't know. But Lele, I'm assuming, is a girl. I think. I don't know. Lele could be anything. Again. But, so, Jibaga Jag came from Lele. But Lele has had like a couple of remixes until you get to Jibaga Jag. I think Jibaga Jag is like the best example of continuity when you do something over and over again. Whenever we are doing branding for companies, this is what usually happens. Companies, so for instance, I sell a t-shirt. The first t-shirt I'll make might not be as good as the next t-shirt. So the first t-shirt, itakuwa labda ikona. It's not as well done in terms of the quality of the t-shirt. Hey, round two, mazejo, tunaenda, tuna source vizuri. Tuna come through. Any product is like that. Any product will be, you'll start with a thing. And that thing could catch fire. So you start with the thing. So Lele, it came in and it was like, oof. A lot of people loved it. Okay, I don't think that's the first step. But I think before that, there was Genge Tone. Then there was Lil Minor, who did a lot of songs like that. But that's the thing. If we look at Urban Tone as the product that we have right now that we need to brand, the product is the music that is being made. That's the first thing. The second thing is they're very young people. I don't. So apart from all of us, walikuwa wako featured like in a breed, like in a major, the music is what is interesting to me. All of those people individually ni wanoma. But the music they are making is what is, for me, is interesting at this moment. And that's a product that we need to sell as a country. The example will be Amapiano. Amapiano ilianzia wakati ule kulikuwa na South African House. South African House, na whatever other songs that were there, like, there was a lot of things that were going on in South Africa. But I think South Africans wanted to fight Afrobeats. Hawakuwa wanataka kuwa included in Afrobeats. So because they did not want to be included in Afrobeats, waka create their own thing. When they created their own thing, that thing defined South African music. So right now, there's a lot of others. I bet there's a lot of South Africans. Wako zili da sisi atufanyagi ya mapiano. The fuck is this a mapiano shit? Now the same thing with Kenya. Wakatule Genge Tone ili come through, alafu ika, okay, kadai, or whatever. Alafu wasi wengine wakaanzia ishit yao. So like, I understand why they didn't want to call it Genge Tone. I understand why. That's the first thing. So when you look at your competition, so let's say Genge Tone is competition to Urban Tone. So you'll be like, for us to be noticed, we have to, people have to talk about us with all of these problems. Imashide kwa pako Genge Tone. Fuck this shit. No, we are Urban Tone. We are the new shit. But the thing I like about Urban Tone is more about the music. I think Genge Tone was also about the music. It's just that ilikuwa na vitu mob, like ilikuwa na, like it had so many things around it as a musical thing. So PR yake haikuwa poa sana. The beauty about Urban Tone is because Genge Tone crawled, Urban Tone can crawl. Those kids were the ones who probably were in high school. Genge Tone ikiwa inatandikwa. So saizi venye wanatoka huku nje, wanasema, mnatuambia tutaimba hizo ngoma zilikuwa. The easier hata ukikuja sasa, the lower hanging fruit ni, the kind of beats zenye wanatumia, hizo beats mazeni mad. Like hizo beats zilikuanga na, like ziko na pedigree, zimetoka kwa ngoma kali. Kaya ngoma hiyo beat ya Lele, beat kali sana. So this product called Urban Tone has a lot of things that work for it. Ikona like maridim, ikona Genge Tone kiasi huko ndani, ikona zile marimes za wasi wa uko fulani, maumau wakina K-South venye walikuwa na rhyme, iko hapo ndani, hata pia Isa, like ikona, iko na hiyo bad boy wa Isa. Unajua venye Isa kwa huko na mzee alikuwa anambia Isa shit. Na ndio maana ukikuja uone like sasa hao wasanii wengine wasi akina Meja, akina Brida wanajileta pia. Kwa hiyo nini, kwa hiyo form kwa zile hata sisi wacha tu drop bars hapa, The problem is akina Meja wataishi wakiwa kwa sababu wamelana, wanaelewa game. Meja si genge. Meja aliachana genge zamani sana. As a country, we need to say this is our thing. Abanton is our thing kwa sababu ukienda huko manini ma TikTok, Mazi, I hope wapiki kitu. So the next growth ya Abanton isikuwe ati wasanii wengine wanakuja ku ikuwe beef, hapana. Ikuwe ni competition. We are better at this thing than these guys. Sisi ndio tunamada Abanton. Sio ati sisi tunaanzia yetu sasa leo. This product, the thing that we are competing in should not die. Let's hope Abanton is the last iteration. From here, now we are all making Abanton. Let's make Abanton the thing of this country. Wase wa Nakuru, mazitengenezeni Abanton zenu bana. Wase wa Meru, tengenezeni Abanton zenu. Wase wa Kisumu, tengenezeni Abanton. Kwa sababu kuna wasani huko wa hip-hop, sindio? Tengenezeni Abanton zenu. Also, we need to either crown every week. We need people who are going to take it up and be like, I think there are some people who are doing it. Someone in that group needs to take it up. Someone in that group needs to champion Abanton. Whoever it is. And in this case, mimi najua mimi tu, kwa sababu kuna ngoma ya Lil Minor. Ngoma inaitwaje? Ngoma ni kali. But huyo mzee anachapa mavideo zingine matata. Sikia hii. Kwanza ni ngoma ya vibes. Niko club na mapengo anataka kunitress, so she tense me na kamsai. Tata inadai, atenje inadai, lakini stoke minta kamsai. Okay. Ni either huyo mse, or stupid boy pia naweza mpate hiyo nini, hiyo joint. Kuna jamaa fulani anaitwa YBW pia, YBW Smith. Huyo pia naweza mnini akue the king of Kapi and Kushman. Tipsy G. Kuna kadema anaitwa Shekina Karen, huyo siko sure kama ni hip hop ama gajiski era. Okay, we na shukuru si nini. But ini beat ya back in the day pia. So, siko shua, siko shua kayo ni Abanton. Awase wote wa Islando. Na hizi vitu zote ni za Islando. By the way, hizi vitu zote ni between Burumo. Shikanisha hapo katikati, mamaniniza, mamitaza, yo D, rusha, wase, like, yo area yote. Ndiyo wase wametoka. So, ndiyo mana nasema, like, in essence, siko shua kali ilmaina na fit within Abanton shit. I guess. But in terms of tukiangalia ka pick manini za back in the day na kuzi remix technically. But if we want this thing to succeed, we need all Kenyan artists who do Abanton, wa agree wanafanya Abanton. Kama unafanya Abanton, hata kesho jua kali ya kuja fanya Abanton, atafuta mangoma zake za back in the day, aziridu, aziangushe na ubaya, iyo bado ni Abanton. I get. So tuseme Abanton ni iko na kanini fulani ka back in the day, alafu na reduce hizi. So what I'll do is for next week Monday I will have the brand that I've created for Abanton. It's going to be a spec brand. So it's like, it's speculative. It's not a tea. I'm not doing it for, and I'll do it and put it out for free. If you want to use it, you can use it. If you don't, it's okay. But I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of Urbantone. Not intentionally. I did not go out looking for Urbantone. Urbantone found me, and I am a convert. I'm converted into Urbantone. And if you're a Kenyan, I think take the time to explore anything that is outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you'll find that you enjoy some of this stuff. If nothing else, just for the creativity that is put into some of the music that they do. But as well, the support that, the only thing that we can do is support these young people and support whoever it is that is doing that kind of art to go to the places where labda akina Gengeto na hawakuweza kufika pahali, labda Ogopa hawakuweza kufika, like to go outside of this country. And even if it's not to go outside of this country, it will be amazing if Kenyans na venye tunasikizanga internet, like tunakwanga tunakulia kila, like tunakwanga online ka daily, kati tunaweza cruise, like zile vitu zote tunasikiza ni Kenya. Unajua, like ikifika hiyo point ya music ile yote inachezwa kwa tenje ni Urbantone ama ni Kenyan music, like that will be a perfect day. Hata kani siku tu moja, yani matenje tu zote ziseme hii leo atuchezi ngoma ya country nyingine. So my part is to talk about the things that interest me, the things that I find interesting, to offer the space or to offer my services to people who are looking for my services. But I think the thing that we are is we are fans of everything Kenyan. You know, we are affiliated to some guys, Nairobi Sonic, if you know about them, they share local Kenyan. I think zile vitu wao share is like my pop, like my deep Kenyan, like pop stuff, like very banger. You know, them, they're interested in Kenyan music, also interested in everything else, including music. But for me, I'm interested in, you know, all traditional kind of stuff. Where does it, like Kisi music, Luya music, Luo music, Kikuyu, old school Kenyan, new school. I think now is when I'm interested in new school. Like, I think before this, I was not as interested in new school because the Nairobi Sonic guys were, like, they covered that space. So I was not as interested in, like, but then when I saw Urbantone, I was like, it's a rabbit hole, wasn't Kombi. The Urbantone mix is coming out on Thursday. Kishukutwa. Tell me what you think, comment. If I got it right, if I got anything wrong, educate me. I would like to be educated. I'd like to, if I'm wrong about anything, I'd like to be educated. But as well, I think I'm not the best podcast in music. Like, there's a lot of people who are doing stuff in music. I'm just an interested guy who's sitting here talking about the things that he likes. So if you like this, if this is interesting to you, like, subscribe, follow me everywhere at Mkenya, at MK3NY4, everywhere. Utanipata huko kwenye streets. Love you guys. Like, subscribe, share. Thanks, man. Until next time. Mazeni pate hapo kwenye TikTok. Na dropping my TikTok. Cheers.